Hello, and welcome to the Midwest Genealogy Center's Tell Me a Story program, an initiative to record America's family history in sound. Oral histories are one of the most personal and rewarding ways to preserve family stories. The Tell Me a Story sessions are 45-minute interviews between two people with the assistance of a trained facilitator. Participants will receive a compact disc with the full interview. A copy will be archived at the Midwest Genealogy Center and, with permission, later made available to the public. And now, another story.
Today is June 4th, 2016, and my name is Jennifer Stevenson. I'm a member of Alpha Kappa Alpha Sorority, Incorporated, Beta Omega Chapter in Kansas City, Missouri. I'm here with Sue Wheeler Kendrick, a Golden member of Alpha Kappa Alpha Sorority, Incorporated, Beta Omega Chapter in Kansas City. The title Golden means that Soar Wheeler has met the 50-year milestone of membership in the sorority. We are here today to learn about her story as a woman of our illustrious Alpha Kappa Alpha Sorority. Soar Wheeler, let's begin with you telling something about your beginning. So where and when were you born?
I was born in Kansas City, Missouri, on March 24th, 1931.
All right. Tell us about your family. And
I grew up in a family that had no girls except for me, and I had two brothers, one older and one younger.
What were their names?
The oldest boy was named Cecil, and the youngest boy was named Collins after his father.
Okay. And what about your parents? What were their names?
My mother was a very talented lady. She could cook, I think, anything and make it delicious to eat. She did do some private working, and she did do some work in a private home. I understand that the lady was I'd like to invite people over to taste my mother's cooking.
Mm-hmm. What about your dad?
My father worked for Ralston Purina Company, and he was what was called a weighmaster, and the feed that came across the scale was weighed by him to see that it the sacks contained what they were supposed to contain. And I understand he used to yell out, "Weigh one."
What were their names?
One was named Ophelia.
Okay.
And the other was named Collins.
Okay, very good.
And we have a younger Collins that was born a year later than I was.
Yeah.
He was born in 1932, and I was born in 1931.
Now, do you have any children? And you can tell us about your spouse. And
well, I got married, I had no children by that marriage. And then later, I did. I had a daughter. I had a daughter, and she is grown up today, and also. Is an Alpha Kappa Alpha sorority sister.
Mm-hmm. Very good.
And now, I got a chance to pin her, which is a blessing for me.
Yes, yes. Where did you grow up?
I grew up in Kansas City, Missouri.
Okay.
Most of my life was spent there.
Mm-hmm.
And in the same house that I lived in until I was an adult.
Okay. Very good. So what was your chosen field? What was your occupation? What did you do for a living?
I was interested in education, and I became a teacher. And I worked as a teacher for a very long time. I've been a new teacher, I think, five different times because I had a husband who traveled. And as his jobs took him to different cities, I went to work there and taught people some things that they possibly didn't know about what was possible to teach very young children, and I was one of those people that they sent to Tenafly, New Jersey, to learn how to teach kindergartners to read.
Mm-hmm. Very good, very good. Now, what college did you attend?
I attended Lincoln University in Jefferson City, Missouri, and I also went to the University of Missouri at Kansas City, and I've been a short-time student at some of the other universities and cities where I have lived.
Mm-hmm. So what was your major, and when did you graduate?
My major has always been education, and the minor was in history.
Okay.
Sorry. I was always interested in the history book and what it had to say.
Tell us about your degrees and when you graduated. And
what was my grade?
Oh, when you graduated.
I graduated with honors at Lincoln University. I was one of five people that was noted on the program. Mm-hmm.
Do you remember what year it was?
You know, that is something that I don't even remember when you graduated. I think it was 1952.
Okay.
When I graduated.
All right. So when did you become a woman of Alpha Kappa Alpha?
I was initiated into Alpha Kappa Alpha in the fall of 1950. So you can fit the numbers together if you'd like. 1950. And so I've been a golden soror for a long time, and I'm on my way to the next place the spectrum. And
you're near that 75-year mark?
I'm getting close to that,
yes.
The 75-year mark.
So if thinking back to that time, what led you to become an AKA? When did you decide this is something that you wanted to do?
Well, I met some sorors on the campus, and I enjoyed their company, and they had time for me, and it made going to college a good thing, and it could be lonely, and, you know, you feel like a misfit, but I never did feel that way, and I enjoyed the fellowship that I had with other sorors,
mm-hmm.
and I just wanted to be an AKA.
Yes. What offices or titles have you held with Alpha Kappa Alpha?
You know, I've held a number of offices. I held an office, but I've been trying to remember which one it was. It seems like I was helping in so many ways that I don't know whether it was the office or just that I was helping somebody.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
I noticed that I was, the 23rd basilisk for the Kansas City chapter. Mm-hmm. And that was interesting because I didn't really remember which basilisk, which number was the one that I mm-hmm. was for me.
Well, tell us more about that. Wasn't that the year that Poulet or our international convention was in Kansas City?
Okay. Yes, there were some. But when I came to Kansas City and there was a national convention there was a tri-convention. And it wasn't really for me at that time because the tri-convention was going on. And I was just a graduate from Lincoln, and we were sent there as a choir to sing for them, and that's what we did. We sang for them, and we were not necessarily participants in their in their program, the different organizations were meeting,
mm-hmm.
and we were not part of those meets.
Mm-hmm.
We were not part of the meeting.
Mm-hmm.
We were simply there to mm-hmm. to sing for them.
Mm-hmm. What do you remember about that?
Mm-hmm. What did you say?
What do you remember about that experience?
Well, I just remember us getting on the podium and singing, and the fact that we knew the three songs. Mm-hmm. They knew ours, and we knew theirs. Mm-hmm. Yeah. And people seemed to have enjoyed hearing us sing for them.
Okay. So how has Alpha Kappa Alpha impacted your life?
I have loved being a soror all these years. I have loved helping others and making their way easier. I have I tried to help any person any way I could, any soror any way I could, if it was in helping them with their lessons so that their grades were good, because AK wanted scholarship and we wanted the grades to be good, and some of those girls we gave some help to make sure their grades were good and that they would be able to qualify to become an Alpha Kappa Alpha woman.
Mm-hmm. So you did a lot to help others.
Yes.
Achieve that ability to be a member of the sorority. Did AK or being a member of Alpha Kappa Alpha influence your career or your choice to become a teacher?
I knew when I went to college that I was interested in education. Mm-hmm. And there are lots of girls that go to college that don't understand what kind of commitment needs to be made in order to do well. Mm-hmm. And so I was one that kind of put the word out that, mm-hmm. you know, you have to study. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. And you have to do your lessons, and you have to make sure that it's on time. And if you are having a hard time with something, go back and talk to the professor. Find out what you can do to make your way better, mm-hmm. And to pass the program that is being presented to you, mm-hmm. and learn as much as you can.
Mm-hmm.
All right. So you'll have that to use later, mm-hmm. in life.
Okay. So I want you to think back over your 50-plus years of involvement with Alpha Kappa Alpha sorority. What was your most memorable moment as a soror? What was your most memorable moment?
Probably, it was probably the Boule. I got a chance to represent this chapter in Chicago, and I had never been to a Boule before. And the one that I had gone to in Kansas City, I was simply on the stage singing. I was not really a part of the program. And I was really amazed at all the things that I saw and the people that I met. Mm-hmm. And got a chance to talk to. Mm-hmm. And the friendships that I made, I made some friendships that I have even today.
Mm-hmm.
And so
that's wonderful. What have been some of your contributions to the community, to community service, whether it's volunteer or career?
Yeah.
What have you been at your contributions?
Well, I volunteer for a lot of things. But mostly in this chapter, we used to do more make your own whatever it is you were having. We didn't spend money to go out and get somebody else to do it for us. We did it ourselves. Mm-hmm. And I was lucky enough to have both recipes, tablecloths, silverware, things that you would use on a table, or ways to make whatever we needed for whatever the the situation was, and I love that. Mm-hmm. But we don't do that anymore. We go out and we buy we buy everything. Mm-hmm. We don't make it, and mm-hmm. and we used to make it. Mm-hmm. And some of the things that I got as presents when I was married, I got a chance to use. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. And they looked pretty on the tables.
Yes.
And I got a chance to cook some of the things that mm-hmm. We ate. Mm-hmm.
So,
and I enjoyed that.
Oh, that's wonderful. That's wonderful. So, Realer, how do you think you've impacted the lives of others through your service with Alpha Kappa Alpha?
It took my daughter a long time to decide she wanted to be an Alpha Kappa Alpha woman, but she did decide that she wanted to follow her mama, I guess. Mm-hmm. And I don't think that she had really ever paid much attention to me. I never pushed her to be an Alpha Kappa Alpha woman. This was her decision, and needless to say, I was very pleased. And then after she became active, she also is putting her talents, or making her talents available, and she's chairman of some things and make me proud, and I will help however any way I can.
That's wonderful. So, Wheeler, tell us, what do you like most about being an AKA?
I love seeing I love meeting my friends and sorors and talking to them and doing whatever I can if somebody is ill or not able to function for some reason or the other. If it's something I can do, I'll go and do it. And without any strings, I just enjoy their company and I want to see them well.
Mm-hmm. Think back again on your 50-plus years, moving towards 75 years. What is a great AKA story that you would like to share?
A great AKA story?
Mm-hmm.
Probably it's related to the dead ball.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. One of the things that happened during one of the dead balls, and it probably is an unusual thing, husband at the time, Robert Wheeler, and I were the narrators for the dead ball. And that was an unusual thing for him and an unusual thing for me. And I can remember that particular ball, and both of us were the narrators for the ball.
I bet that was cool. Okay. I bet that was really wonderful. It's a great memory.
Yeah. And he had a book of poetry, and someone else was to read some poetry at that same evening. And the man liked the poetry book so well. We never have recovered the poetry book, but anyway. The ball turned out very well, and mm-hmm. we were really proud.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Okay. So, what advice do you have for Sora starting out in Alpha Kappa Alpha?
Join, work, become a part of it, do what you can, give us your talents.
Mm-hmm. What do you want Soros to remember about you, or Soros, or family, or friends? What do you want them to remember about you?
And that I was always there to help and do what I could to make whatever it was better.
Mm-hmm. All right. Is there anything else you'd like to share?
No, I don't know. I have been fortunate enough to be able to meet someone that has made a big dent in my life, and I feel that God has blessed me to marry again. The first wedding marriage lasted more than 55 years, and so this one will last, I guess, until we die.
Well, that's a blessing.
Yeah.
That is a blessing.
Yeah.
Well, that
and he is an unusual person and with lots of talents, and I enjoy his company.
That's wonderful.
Yeah.
All right. Well, thank you, Sora Wheeler, for sharing your story. This concludes the reporting for Sora Sue Wheeler Kendrick, dated June 4th, 2016, at Midwest Genealogy Center in Independence, Missouri. Thank you.